Yeah, go ahead, Forrest.
Hey, Steven. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm driving down the road, but let me close this window so I can hear you.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
That's good. So you're back in town, and we can schedule the septic and well?
Say it again?
So you're back in town now, and we can schedule the septic and well?
Well, yeah, I guess, but listen, the whole deal is I don't like dealing with all these different people. So next thing I know, I got Will, and then, well, what's her name, says, I can't think of her name now.
Alex.
Anyway, yeah, Alex says, I don't want you talking to anybody but me. That's what she told me now. And
yeah, well, I remember our conversation saying that she didn't like the way that Alex had spoken to you, so I was just going to manage all the communication and make sure that, you know, there was only, you know, you only had to talk to me. So, I mean, you can talk to her if you want, but, I mean, you know, from what you told Will, I didn't want there to be any more difficulty or stress in this transaction, so.
Right, and then the other problem I had was the closing company. They want all this information about my bank account and all this shit. Well, they're not getting that. Every closing I've ever been to, they have a cashier's check, and that's the end of the story. You know,
yeah,
you go to a
sub. They can FedEx you a check. That's no big deal. If you don't want to do a direct deposit, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. I think it sounds a little bit scammish to me when they don't want to do that. I mean, I've been to a lot of closings. And I've never done anyone like that. I don't want somebody to have my bank account. Anyway, and then the other factor that, and this is why I told you I didn't agree with the contract, was the fact that, Will told me that you guys didn't want anything in the house. Well, that's fine. But then, They turn around and you read what the contract says. It says, I don't know, something about everything is included or anyway.
That's just maybe a little bit of miscommunication. What Will was trying to convey is it's not that we want anything or everything in the house. You know, you can take what you want, and what isn't taken, we just take it with the house. I mean, it's not like we're asking you to broom sweep the house. I think that's just a little bit of miscommunication. But, I mean, we take the house and the contents when we close. If you choose to leave things there, then that's fine. But if you would choose to take anything, then take everything or anything. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, listen, I'm still willing to make the deal with you, but that's the things that bothered me so much. And, let me call you after I get off the road here. It's kind of hard to talk on the phone, you know.
Okay. All right. I might be away from my office, so I'll text you my cell phone number. If you can't get me at this number, you can call the other one. Or if there's a better time for me to call you back, that'd be fine, too.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we'll work it out.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you calling me back. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.